Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're an arrogant, ingrown, close-knit brotherhood like the mafia. They're the product of a sick society. To hell with tomorrow. Their bag is today. Their bag is right now.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Oh, the hair on my neck just straight up.
With Ben Higgins.
Thank God all these bottles I popped. All this paper I've been getting. All these models I popped.
Stephen Woods.
It's my job to pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I will do it.
And Paul Reindel.
Oh, my God.
It's Ben and Woods.
Oh, I do. It came to love, can't do.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Very, very cool, Paulie Reindel. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, and I know a few of you guys are, go to YouTube.com, search Ben and Woods. Paulie made a really cool countdown video for our YouTube, for the radio folk out there. You're just going to get the same old normal Ben and Woods intro. But
you get to listen to the show open.
Yeah, you get to hear the show open. They don't on YouTube because of copyright infringement. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We will sued like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got to go to court and sing Barry White, and the whole bit is just, you know.
No, it's dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Good morning. Ben and Woods here. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, is here as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually, right now, at this very moment, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm really good, actually.
Good.
I had an epiphany.
You did?
Yeah, I'll
just
share.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the last 5 minutes, I had an epiphany that I'm going to share with everybody later this morning.
Good. All right. I look forward to that. What time are you going to share your epiphany? 6:35?
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. 6:35. Ben's epiphany. Write it down.
Yep.
It's a hard word to spell. Well, listen, it's good to be here on a Thursday this morning. I got a note here. Sam Levitt, our beloved Sammy Levitt, left this on my desk here. Guys, a listener gave me this note to pass to you at the ballpark. That could be potentially dangerous if you know, in the wrong hands. But
he
it says,
left it on my desk.
He did, okay.
And I said, nope, did we this test is it Woodsy's department.
Anthrax
it's got
or
anthrax
anything like
on
that?
It.
Yeah.
It says, Dear Ben and Woods, thank you for all the entertainment. Please say hi to my dad, Jack Moran. Please stay cool forever. Heart, Christina. Thank you, Christina. And hello, Jack Moran. It's good to be here this morning, you know, despite the circumstances of, you know, being fans of and covering what is essentially just a mediocre baseball team. I mean, and I think that's the epiphany that I've come to after watching them last night and watching them this season. They're just a mediocre team. And my patience is a little bit stretched thin when talking about them. So I think we'll push it back to about 6:35 when we normally do. But I sense a lot of frustration out there. You know, even though not on Twitter, I'm still on Instagram. I'm still getting direct messages about how frustrated people are. And you know, I see it. I hear it. People call the station all day long, and everyone's got an idea on how to fix it. I mean, but I watched the team play last night, and I just went, yeah, this is frustrating. It's frustrating, and they're just mediocre. And I guess at some point you're just going to have to realize we're just mediocre. We're just a mediocre baseball team, despite what all the pundits said.
Well, when I get to my epiphany, I'll tell you exactly what the problem is, and I'll tell you exactly how it's going to be fixed.
Good.
Or not.
Good.
At some point this season.
Well, good. I've got a couple special guests here this morning. You might be able to see them over my shoulder. My sons are here with me, which is the first time I brought my sons to work for the entire program.
It's great to see them. It feels like there's a shocking lack of supervision going on at the moment.
Come on in. Yeah, there's not a lot of... Come on in. Come on, monkeys. You're going to stand in. Oh, here comes Taylor.
All right. Hi, Taylor.
Say hi.
There he is. Taylor. Yeah, we see him on the stream.
Better hurry, buddy.
Yep, and let's bring in the other
come
one.
Here. Come inside.
Bo, come here.
Quick, Bo.
Why? Why? Because I said...
He's already a teenager. Come on, buddy.
Hi.
There he is.
All right,
there he is.
All right, you guys want to be on camera? There we go. Come here. So here's the guys. They're here. Hannah's off to New York today, so I got them here. And then as soon as we're done here, we're going to make the trek to Long Beach Aquarium, which is, I don't know if, have you been to Long Beach Aquarium?
Not in a long time, probably when they were that age, the kids.
It's incredible. I mean, it really is an incredible, incredible interactive experience. I highly recommend it for any parents out there. It's brilliant. So we're going to drive up to Long Beach. Then we're going down to Laguna after that. We're going to stay a couple nights in Laguna, do a little boys' vacation. Nice, cool 65-degree beach walks. The weather's not supposed to be fantastic this weekend, I think, either here or there. But it'll be nice. Get out of town for a couple days and do what's what. But, yeah, I've got them here for the duration of the show. They will not be in the studio the whole time, for sure. But
wait, what?
But, yeah, these are my guys, and they're going to be really good boys today, right? Yeah, can you be a good boy?
I'm working.
You're working?
You're working. Yeah.
Hey, did you tell everybody where all of our pets went? Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know.
In Kevin? Where'd they go?
I don't know.
You don't know? No. No, he did last night. He's like, all of our pets are in Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin.
They're in Kevin, right? Yeah.
Cool cats.
Except for our cats.
Yeah,
yes,
still,
very much.
Cats still are still
got some
with
cats
us.
But... and fish around. But yeah, my little guys are in today. And it's good to have them here at work. It's an inch. I've been to work with my dad a couple times, and you know, the commercial real estate office is not as fun as a radio station, certainly. But how are you guys doing? Everybody good?
Yeah, doing all right. Obviously frustrated by the game last night, but again, you know, we're getting a little short week. You're going into a 4-day weekend, so soak up all the Ben and Woods and Paul that you can today.
Yeah,
because we're not going to be back until Tuesday morning after the holiday.
Yep, get it in you now. And then we'll have, so then when we get back, Paulie will be on vacation. So Paulie will be in Vegas. We've got Italian Paul, Frank Marchese over there.
Hey.
There he is.
It's a full studio this morning.
We really are a packed house. So then Frankie will be doing the Italian Paul thing for a couple of days. Then Paulie will be back next Thursday. So it's going to be a little weird, but everyone, you know, look, if there's one person in this studio that needs a break, it's Paul Reindel. There's no question about it. Paulie deserves a vacation. Ben will take a day. I'll take a day. Paulie's like the cornerstone. He's here.
The problem with Paul's vacation, and he's showing this right now, is that for him to leave this studio requires him to do so much preparatory work.
Yeah.
It's
almost not worth it.
You're like cramming in an extra week of work just so you can take a couple of days off.
I'll be fine.
Including training, you know, Italian Paul on our YouTube stream and how that's working. I've seen them working on that the last like 20 minutes. Like, okay, here's what you do. You push this, then that. And it's not easy, Paul, is it?
To train someone
to just fill in for you.
It's not that it's hard. It's just that it's a lot. And there's a lot going on. And it's live radio. It's not a podcast. You can go back and re-record something. Like, if you screw up, it's live. So,
it is what it is. It's the beauty of live radio, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It gives you the thrill, high.
We've always embraced the suck on this program, and we're going to continue to do so. case it sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
but I don't think it will, because Italian ball's
right there. That was a backhanded compliment. Right,
at a lot of jobs, you make a mistake. It obviously is awful, but you throw it in the trash can and you just start over. Yeah. And like, all right, I'll just dig in and I'll do this again. I'll stay an extra hour or two and I will get this done the
I'll
right
figure
way.
Figure it out.
We can't do that.
No.
If we have a bad 2 hours. It's not like, all right, well, we'll just do it again at 10 o'clock from 10 to noon and get it right. No, we get one chance to get it right, and then it's done. It's over.
Right.
It's this is
you agree?
Wild. Yeah, we got babbling, we've got Paul, we've got Italian Paul.
Babbling. Say shut it, Ben.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Hey, no bad language in here.
They can't curse.
She said it.
Can you do a Bull Durham line for everyone?
Yeah.
No. Go ahead. Charlie.
Charlie, here comes the deuce. When you speak at me, speak well.
Oh my God.
Bull Durham, his favorite movie of all time. You could be one of those guys. Newt could be one of those guys. But you don't. He won't say it. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get these clowns out of here. Let's get this show on the road. Talk a little bit about who's coming up. We got Craig Elson. So we moved some of our Friday things to Thursday since it's our Friday. And then we've got our pal Eno Saris on at 8:35. Eno, I read his article yesterday on The Athletic. He's still talking about sticky stuff with pitchers. I'm kind of over it, but it's still obviously a thing. Guys are getting suspended 10 games here and there. Wait till you guys hear, if you didn't read the article, because I've read every article on The Athletic. Wait till you hear one of the proposed solutions. It involves a $5,000 machine that you would have to put your hand, almost like one of those things at the airport. You know how they swab and hold it under something?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's staggering because these guys can't stop putting, tic-tac and doo-doo on their fingers to try to get a little bit of extra spin rate to get guys out at the big league level. It is, I mean, Eno has done so many deep dives onto the sticky stuff. It is riveting.
And while I rarely take the side of the umpires, it's incredibly unfair to ask them to police.
That's what he says in there.
The pitchers and how sticky someone's hands are at any given moment.
Like the level of stickiness. You know what I'm saying? And they're always going to try to find an edge. We know that. But it's a really, really, it's fascinating. It's also really, really kind of funny, the lengths that they're going to try to figure this out, because these guys can't stop. They cannot stop. And I feel like even if Major League Baseball made a better baseball, even if they made a better, all right, guys, this is uniform and it's tacky enough for everyone, there's going to be 5, 10, 15% of the pitchers that go, all right, that's pretty good, but what if I can get a little bit extra on it? I mean, that's just the way that game has been for 130 years. So we'll talk to Eno at 8:35. Our pal Craig Elston, haven't actually talked to Craig in a few weeks, so he's going to jump on at 7:35, and we'll get into the Padres and all that entails. I mean, shouldn't take long. I mean, it's we've been saying this. It's dire. I almost called you last night, Paulie, and said, hey, how much of a pain in the ass would it be to go back and find every time we've said runners in scoring position?
Yes, buddy.
What? You want to get out?
Yeah, that's a very heavy door. Yeah. And if you don't, someone doesn't open it for them, there's no chance they're going to be able to get out of this
the
studio.
The answer to your question, though, was an incredible pain in the ass.
All right, have fun, mate.
It would take me weeks.
Yeah, weeks. I mean, we've done the same show over and 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 over. So I'm now down to you, Ben, $30.
Yes, you are. Yeah, they did not get any hits with runners in scoring positions.
So costing you money, taking years off your life.
Yeah.
Losing hair.
I will tease, though, my epiphany.
My hair's still perfect.
Is actually realizing it's not hitting with runners in scoring position that's the main problem on this team. It seems like it is. But that's just a symptom of what truly is plaguing the Padres here in 2023. And I'm looking forward to sharing it all with you. And it will seem completely obvious. You all know the answer. You know it in your hearts. And yet we discuss everything else but the actual problem on the San Diego Padres. We look at the coaching. We look at the manager. We look at runners in scoring position. We look at everything but the actual number one issue that has been the problem for the Padres. And I don't know why we don't talk about it more, but it is clearly what is wrong with this team. And I will share that with you coming up at the bottom of the hour with our Padres wrap-up. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Oh, by the way, speaking of children, since you've got your two here, congratulations to the guy who comes on before us. So DA has been out all week. Haven't said why. You know, they've implied that
he's
on vacation.
You don't have to
somewhere.
Kiss his ass right now.
But
he's
no, they. I was driving in and they had him call in. He had a baby, his first this morning.
First kid?
Yeah, they had their first kid.
Have fun.
And they're celebrating, so I wanted to just congratulate him since he does come on before us.
Congratulations, Damon Amendolara.
New father.
Strap in.
Yeah.
So fun prepping for a sports
first
radio
diapers.
Show with diapers. Yeah, it's a blast. Super easy.
All right, we'll come back. Daily Diddy, Woods selection, wrapping up our vacation week as Paulie heads out on his. We head out on our long holiday weekend, and then we'll get into it this morning with Ben and Woods. Glad to have you with us on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's get our first check of traffic right now with Kelly Danick here on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't die.
Song. Really sums up where we are as a baseball club. Destination unknown. No one really knows. They could be 10 games below 500 when this thing's all said and done. They could be hoisting a World Series trophy. We have seen it done before. And destination, though, right now at this point, is really unknown. That's missing persons for our theme. It's still a destination. We just don't know where we're going.
Yep, true enough.
Yeah, we're going somewhere, but nobody knows where.
So Colonel Budget made an appearance last night. I can't do it with the baseball team anymore. Obviously, Padres have the third highest payroll in baseball. Budgetary concerns are no longer in my baseball wheelhouse. But, you know, by personal budgetary concerns, I went to fill up my tank at Costco last night while I was at work on my break.
Yeah.
And I just wondered, I was curious to ask you guys, how far out of your way, if at all, will you go to save money on filling up on gas?
0.0 miles.
You will just, whatever gas station is closest as the light comes on and you need gas, you will just get it there. Whether it's $5.79 a gallon or $4.80 a gallon, you'll just pull in and pay what you pay.
Now, one thing about me, though, I'm a 100% brand loyalist, right? So there's a Valero by my house where my guys are inside. and I have to go left around the In-N-Out line to get in. It is a, when I could pop into the one right on the right. It's right on the drive. It's easy. But I love that place. Those are my guys in there. We shoot the breeze. So I go way out of my way, but it's not for price. It's I'm
that
loyal.
Is a great price station.
It is,
so you're
it
doing
is.
Well there.
You know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
Right,
I know
by
exactly.
The In-N-Out.
I go to that one often because,
you know,
because
what,
of the price.
And you know what a beating it is to get in and out of there.
It
it's
can
a
be.
Nightmare. Yeah.
I try to time it so when I'm coming back on the freeway, it's on the right
side. The right side.
So I don't have to go out of my way. But I went out of my way about 3 miles yesterday. There's a gas station about 2 minutes from the television station, but the price was about 50 cents more per gallon. So I said, I've got the time. I've got, you know what? I've got a half an hour right now. Why don't I just drive 3 miles, go to Costco? It'll be about 50 cents a gallon less. My tank filled is about 16 gallons for a full tank.
So you'll save,
about $8
yeah.
by going 3 miles out of my way.
That's like a pack of cigarettes that you love so much.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. I felt
half
like,
a sandwich.
I felt, you know what? I felt solid about that. Yeah, I had to wait a minute or two while people filled up. It was busy. There's definitely people out there like me. It's the only gas station where you'll usually wait in a line is the Costco gas station when you get there, that you can't just pull into one of the pumps. You have to actually wait in line for a couple people in front of you to fill up, and then you get your opportunity.
Yeah, a couple of my ass.
Well, at the time I went, it was, there were two, and then there was one, and I was the next one.
That's so not bad.
It wasn't hugely, crowded. But it was still busy at 7:35 at night when I went.
We have a Vons gas right by my house.
That's good.
Which is usually pretty cheap, especially if you have enough money in groceries spent.
Yeah.
You get like 10 cents off a gallon every $100. But that line is always
murder.
It's like Costco.
That's a long
status.
One too. Yeah.
Do you, Paul, you don't remember. This didn't happen when you were a baby, but when Ben and I were kids, did it happen here, the gas shortage, like it did?
I don't remember.
So I can,
because that was late 70s. We were really young.
I vividly remember being about Bo's age, 4 or 5 years old, and sitting in at the top in the back of my
like you
mom's
could only
Cutlass.
Fill up on certain days of the week,
yes.
or something like that.
And
yeah.
the lines were like an hour long to get gas. It was excruciating. So I think maybe there's a little bit, I get triggered from that. And I'm also just incredibly lazy. And I'm like, I'm not going out of my way to do that. But good for you that you did.
I don't know. Is it good or is it not?
I don't know.
I mean, I know my time is more valuable than that, considering it took me, 25, 30 minutes to save $8. That, in that sense, you're saying your time is worth $16 an hour.
You feel like it's worth a little more.
My time is more valuable than $16 an hour, yet I felt very satisfied by saving that $8 by going to Costco as opposed to the closest gas station that I could have gone to.
It's all about how you feel. It's all about how you feel. If you feel like it was worth, what's the old adage? If you feel like you got a good deal, you probably did, right? So you got a good deal.
It's all about how you feel.
It's all about how you feel.
I mean, ultimately, those $8 are not going to impact my lifestyle one way or another.
It's not
going to
make you or break you.
Yeah. I'm not going to retire 2 years earlier because I saved $8 on gas.
Yeah, but they do say, though, that's how the rich stay rich, by pinching some pennies.
Well, a dollar is a dollar.
$100
is $100.
Exactly.
Whatever,
right.
Wherever you spend it, wherever you save it, if it's on a mortgage payment, if it's on, going out to eat, it's $100, $1, it's a dollar.
I very much used to be that guy. You come up to an intersection, you're like, all right, there's a Shell. It's $4.29 a gallon. But across the street or down the block, there's an Arco, and it's $4.19.
Yeah, say
per
10
gallon.
Cents
I'm going to say
gallon.
10 cents.
But they might charge you an extra fee to use your card
they might.
At that Arco.
But then what are you going to get? You're getting 10 gallons of gas. You saved a dollar.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like, just do what's convenient.
Oh, my God. Oh, hang on.
Oh, boy.
Kids out there staring at
Bo's
the window
been banging
again.
On the windows for 5 minutes now.
We've got a problem. Is there a problem going on out there? What's going on? All right.
Just go ahead.
We knew this was going to happen, Paul. I mean, I'd rather
what
have...
What did you expect?
I'd rather have Woods here than not have him here. But when he said, I'm going to have to bring in the boys on Thursday morning because
we knew
Hannah's
it was
going to
be a little
going
chaotic.
Off to New York, the chaos was inevitable, obviously. So he's going to probably have to pop
cups,
in and
I
out.
Coloring books.
I mean, we're
gloves.
Only 28 minutes into the four-hour show,
oh, yeah.
and already they're getting bored. I mean, you know, it, there's no one out there to entertain
them. If Bo's going to cause disturbances to the show, I'm at least going to need his theory on how to solve the runners with scoring position problems.
You just hit, right? Padres need to hit, right? You can't see the score?
Okay. Don't worry. It's last night's game. I promise you they're going to lose 5-3.
We lost.
I guarantee you that is what is going to happen at the end of this game.
This is a nightmare. I'm so sorry.
It's not a nightmare.
Had a doo-doo accident already. Chocolate milk spilled. This is...
It's not us you got to worry about. It's JR.
Yeah, the engineers that they're gonna care about the carpet and things here are probably going to send an email. No more kids allowed in the building during work hours anymore. Unsupervised. Well, actually, that's a policy at almost every workplace. No unsupervised children.
This is one of the few where it's like, yeah, go ahead, bring them in.
Well, there's dogs running around up here. I've seen all kinds of things. I really thought, you know, we'd be able to grind through this, but apparently we are not going to be able to.
You are really regretting this, aren't you?
I am in the chamber.
Well, we were saying while you were out there, we're like, hey, we knew this was going to happen as soon as you told us.
I actually thought it was going to be, I thought maybe in the 9 o'clock hour it'd get a little rough. I didn't know the first 30 minutes.
We get a little restless.
Which fish are you most looking forward to seeing at the aquarium later today?
The stingrays, right?
Stingrays? Is that the highlight of the show?
You get to pet the stingrays?
Are there baby sharks? Do you get to see a baby shark?
There's sharks there. Look at this.
Clownfish, like Nemo.
Speaking of clowns. Nemo, very good. All right, let's go to break. I'm going to go change some diapers.
I can smell that. Yeah,
it's cool.
I will share my epiphany as we get to our Padres wrap-up of yesterday's loss. And you're all just nod your head and go, well, of course you're right, Ben. Of course that is what is wrong with the San Diego Padres. It's so obvious. We will get to that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Woods is still out there, I think, still changing a diaper. It's been a while, but he's definitely in the torture chamber right now.
Welcome to the torture chamber.
Yeah, he really is.
I don't miss that. I don't miss that part of having children of a certain age.
How you doing over there,
bud? He is already exhausted at 6:38 in the morning. Welcome back. It's Ben and Woods.
Two bombs. One by each.
Wow.
Fantastic. Oh, so fun. Man. This is the best.
Just like their dad when he gets here, too.
Yeah. Good point. But they're good now, right?
Something about this. But yeah, they'll be fine for the rest of the morning. You won't have to worry about them.
Totally.
They're good to go. All guests
Welcome
on Ben
to the torture chamber.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, I will tease my epiphany one last time. We'll check traffic. We'll come back with our Padres wrap-up and highlights, and then I will shed light. I will make everything clear for Padres fans, and you will nod in agreement and go, of course, that is the problem with this baseball team. Next on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You can visit Pity City, but you can't live there.
Did you miss any of the Padres game yesterday?
Oh, it's been a great day today. Can't wait for more.
Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
Cancel the parade. That's why you play the games.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Slam Diego? More like fail Diego.
Presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. On 97.3 The Fan.
I just felt the way that the roster is built, they would have to outscore their opponents to win.
So runners on the corners, nobody out, and a run already in. Alex Call goes after the first pitch. He's going to find the left center field gap. That's going to bounce beyond Soto and roll all the way to the base of the fence. Smith has scored. Ruiz is on his way. Bogaerts relay to the plate, not in time. A two-run double for Alex Call as Ruiz scores all the way from first base, and 3-0 Washington in the second. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Odor hits it in the air, deep down the right field line. Thomas to the corner, looking up, gonna go! A two-run homer for Rougned Odor. He stays hot, and the Padres are on the board. It's 4-2 here in the fourth. top of the order for the Nats. They lead 4-2. Swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air down the left field line, hooking and fair up against the wall. That'll get a run home. Soto's got to play the hop, sends it into second base, not in time. Lane Thomas, an RBI double. He's now got a 9-game hitting streak, and the Nationals get one of those runs back. It's 5-2. Here's the 0-2. Kim swings, hits it in the air to deep right center field. Call is back. He looks up. Gonna go! A home run for Ha-Seong Kim. Fifth of the year for Kim, and the second of the night for the Padres. 5-3 Nationals in the fifth. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Trent takes on the outside corner. Strike three called, and the ball game is over. A 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning turned in by Kyle Finnegan, and the Nationals even the series with a 5-3 win here this afternoon.
Yeah, look, he didn't pitch as bad as maybe his line looks. We didn't help him out too much defensively tonight, which is, you know, usually we're pretty solid defensively. Like you said, some soft contact. You know, Call had a couple of hits off him, you know, and, you know, other than that, I gave us six innings. I thought he pitched fairly well. When you get four hits, it's tough to win a game.
Very frustrated manager Bob Melvin after the game last night as the Padres see their two-game winning streak come to an end in a 5-3 loss to the Washington Nationals. Series now even at a game apiece. They will wrap it up this afternoon. 1:05 start San Diego time, while the Padres will then head to New York to face the Yankees for three this weekend. And again, the Padres, they only had one chance with a runner in scoring position yesterday. So it wasn't the lack of hits with runners in scoring position. It was simply the lack of hits yesterday that plagued the Padres. But ultimately, I looked back, Woods, and it finally dawned on me. We've been focusing on the wrong things. Every team, clearly, you know, you need your superstars to perform well, for the most part.
1-5, 0-17 last night.
They were. But again, there's also teams that, you know, they'll miss a player, they'll miss a key player, and you know what? They'll pick up the slack for a while.
100%.
It happens all the time in professional sports where a key guy goes out, other guys come together, they pick up the slack, and it's fine. And the bottom of the order actually produced again yesterday. You get a home run from Rougned Odor and Ha-Seong Kim. You're the San Diego Padres. You should be winning 95% of those games.
Unquestionably.
When you're getting that kind of production from the bottom of the lineup. But when the top does nothing, that's a really big problem. So,
it's terrible, man.
So I went back this morning through the last 10 years, essentially, and I realized something. It's not just the San Diego Padres, but even going back to his time with the Baltimore Orioles, every team that Manny Machado has been on, that team has won and lost, has lived and died with how Manny has played. When Manny has played well, the Baltimore Orioles, starting basically when he was a key player in 2014, when he was doing well, the Baltimore Orioles did well. When he had an off season, when he had off months, the Orioles were terrible. And it has carried on through his time with the Padres. You go back to 2019 when Manny Machado had a very mediocre debut with the team. Padres had a very mediocre to poor season in 2019. 2020, the short season, Manny was great. Fantastic MVP candidate. Padres were great throughout that short 2020 season. 2021 got off to a very good start. Padres were 17 games above 500 in August. Manny fell off a cliff that month, had a 635 OPS. The Padres fell off a cliff in August, and they had the once-in-a-century collapse at the end of the season, ended up costing Jace Tingler his job. Last season, Manny, MVP season again, was fantastic. Padres go to the playoffs, go to the NLCS. What have you got from Manny Machado this season? Nothing. Nothing. When he was healthy or when he was in the lineup, he wasn't producing. Now he's out, and the Padres are struggling. Teams that Manny Machado is on, for good or bad, they go as Manny Machado goes. And I think I came to the epiphany today that until Manny gets back and starts playing like Manny, it may be hard for the Padres to get where they want to go. I know they have other superstars that you would think. Well, they have Tatis now. They have Bogarts. They have Juan Soto. Why would it matter so much? Can't those guys simply pick up the slack production-wise? They certainly can. They have the talent to put up big numbers and production. But for whatever reason, Manny Machado, whether it's the kind of leader he is or the fact that his performance just seems to seep through an entire roster. It's not just this year. It's every year of his career that so Manny,
you're talking
Manny lifts
8 years, 9 years,
and drags down a team based on how he is performing at the time. It has been remarkably, remarkably a one-to-one ratio. When you look,
that's wild.
Manny plays well, team plays well. Manny plays poorly, team plays poorly. And I get it. A lot of superstars are like that on teams. I mean, I'm sure when Mike Trout plays well, the Angels do better. And when he's not doing well, they do as poorly. I've never seen a correlation as direct, though, throughout his entire career, that it is essential for teams that Manny is on for Manny to be Manny if they're going to do well. And if he doesn't, it's almost as though everyone else falls apart at the same time.
It just, yeah, I mean, it's certainly an interesting, I guess theory is probably not the right word for it. It's an interesting look inside the numbers and the career that has been for Manny. But, our whole bit was, well, last year it was Treadwater, win as many games as you can. Tatis is going to be coming back. Well, when they got the news he wasn't coming back, you saw it unify that team almost. They did, to a man.
Correct.
And you had guys talking, some of them out of school in the clubhouse, some of them out of school about Fernando Tatis letting the team down, but they rallied together.
And who did it, though, with a career best 6.8 or second best in his career WAR last year? Manny Machado.
No doubt. No doubt.
Did it.
Manny was like, all right, well, I'll do it on one leg if I have to. It's a good point that you make. It absolutely is. And to watch him scuffle so badly at the beginning of the season, you do feel, had he gotten off to a better start, a rising tide lifts all boats. He is the rising tide of the San Diego Padres, like it or not. There's no denying the results and the numbers. So, but our whole thing this year was, all right, well, we got 20 games without Tatis. He's going to be the tide that lifts the boats. Hasn't been. He's been fine. And you always have the threat of him doing something.
He's a great player. Glad to have him, as is Soto.
Yep.
As is Bogarts. I don't feel like those guys lift their team the way Manny seems to lift the team.
Yeah.
When he is performing, especially offensively at the plate. And I think when you look at this slow, terrible start for the Padres this year, you look at the performance and then the injury to Manny Machado, and I think, I mean, it sounds so obvious. Like I said, it sounds so obvious. Of course, Manny Machado hasn't done well. That's the reason why the Padres have not played well.
Is it fair, though, and this is just for argument's sake, is it fair to put it all on him? And I know that the numbers bear it out in his career, but
it's...
he's not the only...
I think it's a compliment, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
To put it on him. I'm not blaming Manny Machado. Every player deserves, they're going to get hurt. It's not his fault that he took a ball to the hand and broke his hand and had to be out. Now, playing not as well at the beginning of the season, we don't know what he was dealing with health-wise, but every player goes into slumps. It should be on those other guys to pick up the slack. It would be great if other guys could pick up the slack for Manny. I don't think he's telling people like, well, I'm not playing well, so you guys can't play. You can't play well at the same time. I'm just saying that you look at his career, and it is amazingly consistent that teams cannot overcome Manny Machado struggling when he is on the roster. When he is playing well, everyone plays well, and he lifts the entire team at the same time.
Yeah, and that's
in a way that Fernando Tatis Jr. just simply doesn't, and Juan Soto simply doesn't do it the way that Manny Machado does it.
They don't.
And I don't know why that is. Now, that's a whole other question as to why is it Manny? Why couldn't it be Soto? Why couldn't it be Tatis?
Why couldn't it be Bogarts?
Force of personality? Well, I don't know why that is necessarily the case, but it has been the case, and it's not just now, and it's his entire career
that's been
that case. Dodger playoff run that fell apart in 2018, Manny not performing that well. He was only on that team for a couple months.
Yeah.
And it's as Manny goes. So goes his team. And right now, obviously, Manny's not going. Now, that should give you at least a little bit of hope if you're a Padres fan. That if Manny comes back and starts playing like Manny, my guess would be, based on the career correlation that I just went through, that the rest of the Padres will start playing much better at the same time if Manny comes back and starts playing like Manny. And for the better part of his career, he's been an MVP-type player, but occasionally he has bad spells, bad half seasons, and it absolutely tanks his teams.
Got a banger in the chat here from Charles. Says, get rid of that ego freak Tatis. Get some scrappy on-base hitters in a trade, and the rest of the line will be better. Not a Tatis fan. You all put this guy on Mount Rushmore. Selfish player. The selfish player that just moved to right field, that selfish player, he's not scrappy. I'd say he's a pretty scrappy dude. I would. I mean, that's absurd. That's absurd. Charles, that's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. I'm sorry. That's stupid. He's a generational type player. I mean, look, nobody on this team is performing, so everybody wants to point fingers. But that's so stupid, I can't even...
That's not the guy I'm pointing my finger at right
100%.
Now.
I can't... Has he made mistakes in his career? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Like, but judge him on his behavior and his actions now. You can't judge him on... Thank God we're not all judged on the mistakes we made in the past. All you can do... He's done everything right since he's come back. Everything. I mean, other than hitting 3 home runs a game, you know, he's done everything right. I know he booted one last night, but he's played spectacular. Spectacular right field. You know, the kid's been a shortstop since he's 4 years old, and now he's in right field. You can't call that kid selfish. I mean, has he made selfish decisions? Yeah, absolutely.
Even on games where
that's
he's gone
so
over.
That's so stupid, man. I can't even
say that. A lot of times, you know, he's hit the ball hard and just, you know, right at some people. I mean, he's very close to breaking out in a big way.
I need a cocktail. Do I have any booze anywhere? It's a radio station. There's got to be a cocktail somewhere.
Bo keeps coming up to the window.
I know.
I'm staring at you.
Back out he goes again. Paulie, what do you think? I mean, is it as simple as the Padres need Manny Machado to come back and be Manny Machado, and that will fix pretty much everything?
I certainly think it'll help. I don't know that it fixes everything, but, you know, of course. I mean, team's best player or team's second best player starts playing well, team starts winning. Breaking news, like, right?
I mean, considering the fact that all of these losses are about the same, they're all a run or two.
You're a hit or two away.
He starts playing well. Just that alone is going to lift the Padres to a few more wins. But he is going to have that trickle down effect that other players don't seem to have. But you know, they just need Manny.
It's weird because like it sounds like you're blaming him, but I know
I'm
you're not. I know you're
not.
I know you're not. I know you're not. I know you are. I know you are. But in
I think it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. But it's
a damn show. 20 times already in the first 6 weeks of the season or whatever, we're at the point where we're just reaching for any logical reason. Anything.
The thing is like, and I know, I'm right there with you. I'm so tired of the excuses. I'm so tired of looking for a reason. There's one reason. You're mediocre right now. That's it. You're not good. You're not good. You probably bought into the hype a little bit, which I can absolutely understand.
I don't want it to sound like I'm trying to excuse everybody else.
I don't think you are.
They really should be able to pick it up. With the roster they have put together, the reason why we've been, you know, speculating and also everything else, we look at the team and go, you should be able to withstand the loss of Manny Machado for a couple of weeks with no problem, given the talent that you have. So that's why we keep looking at the coaching, the hitting coaches, the running with runners with scoring position. We look at everything else and we ignore the obvious solution, and that is the fact that Manny is what drives his teams, and he's not driving the team right now because he's not hurt, he's not healthy, he's not on the field, and they need him back. I would love to see someone pick up and be that Manny for the Padres while he is gone, but no one seems to be doing that at the moment. So they need Manny to do it.
You know, you those guys all have it in them, and especially Xander. Xander has it. He was able to do it in Boston. I know there were a lot of complimentary pieces around him, but he was a leader on that team, and he didn't just lead by rah-rah, beat his chest. His numbers led as well, and I'm not putting this on him either, but we have the personnel to get this job done. We have it. We have some of the best personnel in baseball. From the top down, manager and on. I don't know enough about the hitting coaches and their philosophies. We have the personnel. They need to find out who they are as a team and start. Losing to the Nationals is like, it's almost unacceptable.
There can only
be
one top dog in a clubhouse, though.
Well, I get it.
And
I get it.
Manny's the Padres' top dog. Xander may have been in Boston, but he's not here. It's Manny.
Is that the problem?
It's Manny as the top dog. And it's hard when your top dog is struggling. We'll come back. Shout out to her family. You know who it is. Next on Ben and Woods.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.